Egypt in upheaval. The papyrus Ipuwer is not a collection of proverbs, as per Lauf and Chabas, or riddles, as per Bruce. No more is it a literary prophecy, a la Lange, or an admonition concerning profound social changes, as per Gardiner and Zeth. It is the Egyptian version of a great catastrophe. The papyrus is a script of lamentation, a description of ruin and horror. From the papyrus 2:8. Forsooth, the land turns round as does a potter's wheel. 2:11. The towns are destroyed. Upper Egypt has become dry wastes. Chapter 3, verse 13. All is ruin. Chapter 7, verse 4. The residence is overturned in a minute. Chapter 4, verse 2. Years of noise. There is no end to noise. What do noise and years of noise denote? The translator wrote, quote, "There is clearly some play upon the word HRW, noise, here, the point of which is to us obscure." End quote. Does it mean earthquake and years of earthquake? In Hebrew, the word rash signifies noise, commotion, as well as earthquake. Earthquakes are often accompanied by loud sounds, subterranean rumbling, and roaring, and this acoustic phenomenon gives the name to the upheaval itself. Apparently, the shaking returned again and again, and the country was reduced to ruins. The state went into sudden decline, and life became unbearable. Ipuwer says, Papyrus chapter 6, verse 1, "Oh, that the earth would cease from noise, and tumult, uproar, be no more." The noise and the tumult were produced by the earth. The royal residence could be overthrown in a minute, and left in ruins only by a mighty earthquake. The upheaval seems to have wrought havoc on the high seas, where ships were thrown into whirlpools. In the passage where, quote, "the towns are destroyed," it is also said that ships were set adrift. The papyrus of Ipuwer contains evidence of some natural cataclysm accompanied by earthquakes and bears witness to the appearance of things as they happened at that time. I shall compare some passages from the Book of Exodus and from the papyrus. As prior to the publication of Worlds in Collision and Ages in Chaos, no parallels have been drawn between the Bible and the text of the papyrus Ipuwer. The translator of the papyrus could not have been influenced by a desire to make his translations resemble the biblical text. Papyrus chapter 2, verses 5-6. Plague is throughout the land. Blood is everywhere. Exodus chapter 7, verse 21. There was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. This was the first plague. Papyrus chapter 2, verse 10. The river is blood. And Exodus chapter 7, verse 20. All the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. This water was loathsome, and the people could not drink it. Papyrus chapter 2, verse 10. Men shrink from tasting, human beings, and thirst after water. And Exodus chapter 7, verse 24. And all the Egyptians digged round about the river for water to drink, but they could not drink of the water of the river. The fish in the lakes and the river died, and worms and insects and reptiles bred for living. Exodus chapter 7, verse 21. And the river stank. And Papyrus chapter 3, verses 10-13. That is our water. That is our happiness. What shall we do in respect thereof? All is ruin. The destruction in the fields is related in these words. Exodus chapter 9, verse 25. And the hail smote every herb of the field, and brake every tree of the field. And Papyrus chapter 4, verse 14. Trees are destroyed. And chapter 6, verse 1. No fruit nor herbs are found. This portent was accompanied by consuming fire. Fire spread all over the land. Exodus chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. The fire ran along the ground. There was hail, and fire mingled with the hail. Very grievous. And then Papyrus chapter 2, verse 10. Forsooth, gates, columns, and walls are consumed by fire. The fire which consumed the land was not spread by human hands, but fell from the skies. By this torrent of destruction, according to Exodus chapter 9, verses 31 and 32, the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was boiled, but the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. It was after the next plague that the fields became utterly barren. Like the book of Exodus, chapters 9, verses 31 and 32, and chapter 10, verse 15, the papyrus relates that no duty could be rendered to the crown for wheat and barley. And as in Exodus chapter 7, verse 21, and the fish that was in the river died, there was no fish for the royal storehouse. Papyrus chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. Lower Egypt weeps. The entire palace is without its revenues. To it belonged by right wheat and barley, geese and fish. The fields were entirely devastated. Exodus chapter 10, verse 15. There remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the fields through all the land of Egypt. Papyrus chapter 6, verse 3. Forsooth, grain has perished on every side. And chapter 5, verse 12. Forsooth, that has perished which yesterday was seen. The land is left over to its weariness like the cutting of flax. The statements that the crops of the fields were destroyed in a single day, which yesterday was seen, excludes drought, the usual cause of a bad harvest. Only hail, fire, or locusts could have left the fields as though after the cutting of flax. The plague is described in Psalms 105, verses 34 and 35 in these words, quote, "The locusts came, and caterpillars, and that without number, and did eat up all the herbs in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground," end quote. The papyrus, chapter 6, verse 1, "No fruit nor herbs are found. Hunger. The cattle were in a pitiful condition." Exodus, chapter 9, verse 3, "The hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field. There shall be a very grievous murrain." And the papyrus, chapter 5, verse 5, "All animals, their hearts weep, cattle moan," end quote. Hail and fire made the frightened cattle flee. From Exodus chapter 9, verse 19, "Gather thy cattle, and all that thou hast in the field. And he that regardeth not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field." From the papyrus chapter 9, verse 2 and 3, "Behold, cattle are left astray, and there is none to gather them together. Each man fetches for himself those that are branded with his name," end quote. The ninth plague, according to the book of Exodus, covered Egypt with profound darkness. From Exodus chapter 10, verse 22, "And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt." Then from the papyrus chapter 9, verse 11, "The land is not light." Not light is in Egyptian equivalent to without light or dark, but there is some question as to whether the two sentences are entirely parallel. The years of wandering in the desert are described as spent in gloom under a cover of thick clouds. The Jewish written tradition persists that for a number of years after the Exodus, the light of the sun was dimmed by clouds. It is rather this biblical shadow of death to which the quotation of the papyrus seems to be parallel. The Egyptian parallel to the plague of impenetrable darkness will be found on a subsequent page. The shadow of death will also have additional parallels. The last night before the Exodus. According to the book of Exodus, the last night the Israelites were in Egypt was a night in which death struck instantly and took victims from every Egyptian home. The death of so many in a single night, even at the same hour of midnight, cannot be explained by a pestilence, which would last more than a single hour. The story of the last plague does not seem like a myth. It is a stranger in the sequence of the other plagues, which cannot be explained as natural phenomena. The plagues have been described here as forerunners of the catastrophe, which reached its climax at the Yam Suf, the Sea of Passage. The phenomenon in the desert were the subsequent spasms of the earth's crust. Testimony from Egyptian sources about an earthquake was sought, with the purpose of establishing a synchronic moment in Egyptian and Jewish history. The evidence, when found, brought forth more analogies and showed greater resemblance to the scriptural narrative than I had expected. Apparently, we have before us the testimony of an Egyptian witness of the plagues. On careful reading of the papyrus, it appeared that the slaves were still in Egypt when at least one great shock occurred, ruining houses and destroying life and fortune. It precipitated a general flight of the population from the cities, while the other plagues probably drove them from the country into the cities. The biblical testimony was reread. It became evident that it had not neglected this most conspicuous event. It was the 10th plague. In the papyrus, it is said, quote, "The residence is overturned in a minute," end quote. On a previous page, it was stressed that only an earthquake could have overturned and ruined the royal residence in a minute. Sudden and simultaneous death could be inflicted on many only by a natural catastrophe. Exodus chapter 12, verse 30. "And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead," end quote. A great part of the people lost their lives in one violent shock. Houses were struck a furious blow. Exodus chapter 12, verse 27. "The angel of the Lord passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses," end quote. The word nogaf for smote is used for a violent blow, e.g. for thrusting with his horns by an ox. The residents of the king in the palaces of the rich were tossed to the ground, and with them the houses of the common people and the dungeons of captives. From Exodus chapter 12, verse 29, "And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon." And from the papyrus, chapter 4, verse 3, and chapter 5, verse 6, "Forsooth, the children of princes are dashed against the walls." And chapter 6, verse 12, "Forsooth, the children of princes are cast out in the streets," end quote. The sight of the children of princes smashed on the pavement of the dark streets, injured and dead amid the ruins, moved the heart of the Egyptian eyewitness. No one saw the agony in the dungeon, a pit in the ground where prisoners were locked in when it was filled by landslides. From the papyrus, chapter 6, verse 3, "The prison is ruined," end quote. Why is this unreasonable firstborn inserted in the Hebrew text? That explanation will follow later. In the papyrus, chapter 2, verse 13, it is written, "He who places his brother in the ground is everywhere." To it corresponds Exodus chapter 12, verse 30. "There was not a house where there was not one found dead." In Exodus chapter 12, verse 30, it is written, "There was a great cry in Egypt." To it corresponds the papyrus, chapter 3, verse 14, "It is groaning that is throughout the land, mingled with lamentations," end quote. The statues of the gods fell and broke in pieces, quote, "This night, against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment," from Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. A book by Artapenes, no longer extant, which quoted some unknown ancient source, and which in its turn was quoted by Eusebius, tells of, quote, "hail and earthquake by night," of the last plague, "so that those who fled from the earthquake were killed by the hail, and those who sought shelter from the hail were destroyed by the earthquake, and at that time all the houses fell in, and most of the temples," end quote. The earth was equally pitiless toward the dead in their graves. The sepulchres opened, and the buried were disentombed. From the papyrus, chapter 4, verse 4, and also chapter 6, verse 14, "Forsooth, those who were in the place of embalmment are laid on the high ground," end quote. A legend is preserved in the Haggadah. "In the last night, when the land of Egypt was smitten, the coffin of Joseph was found lying upon the ground, lifted from its grave." Similar effects of powerful earthquakes have occasionally been observed in modern times. "The unborn," Ipuwer mourned, "entered into everlasting life ere they had seen the light of the world." In Midrash Rabbah on Exodus it is written, "Even pregnant women about to give birth miscarried and then themselves died, because the destroyer stalked abroad and destroyed all he found."